you know, Job was right that our days are going faster than a weaver's shuttle. And so this ought to behoove us to realize that with time going like it is, that we need to realize that we are stewards over the time that God has given to us.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze's study is titled Stewardship, Time. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Stewardship, Time.
Amen. The three T's, the time, the talents, and the treasures. That this is what we are looking at. And last week, we kicked it off by talking about how all of us are accountable for the time, talent, and treasures that God has given to us. And that one day we will stand before the Lord and give an account of our time, talents, and treasures. And remember what the title of the message was last week. What we do here matters. What we do here matters. What you do every day in this life matters in eternity. So what is a steward? A steward is one who has been entrusted with the possessions of another, that God has entrusted you. You know, you might not be the wealthiest person in the world. You might not be the wisest person in the world, but God has entrusted you with three things. He has given you time, he has blessed you with a talent, and he has blessed you with treasures. And so he has given that to you, and you are a steward over the possessions of God. Now, this week, we are focusing in on time. We are looking at time. And one of the things that we need to realize that as stewards of time, God has entrusted to us. And, you know, I don't care who you are, the president or, you know, somebody that's down and out, homeless, out on the sidewalk. I don't care who you are. That there are things that we all have in common, that every day God deposits into your life 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, 86,400 seconds. Every day God deposits these things into your life. Now, you think about this. Let's just look, let's say minutes, 1,440 minutes a day. What if God, let me take this back, not God, but what if someone every day gave you $1,440 they deposited into your bank account? Yes, amen. Amen. Every day. Okay, every day. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. That when 12 o'clock midnight strikes, it's gone. I guarantee you that you would do everything to make sure that you used every penny of that $1,440. You wouldn't let anything ride to the next day because you know it wouldn't be there. But yet and still, look, God deposits in our lives 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, 86,400 seconds every day. And what are we doing with this precious, precious time that God has given to us? You see, we need to realize that time is important. Or if you go to that next slide. Because time is life, and life is time. Whenever I give my time, I'm giving my life to someone. And that's why I think it's important. Have you heard people say, man, look, don't waste my time. You know why? Because when you waste somebody's time, you know what you're actually doing? You're wasting their life. That's, you know, life or time is the stuff that life is made of. And so it behooves us to let this truth grip our minds and grip our hearts, that time is life and life is time. The two are interchangeable. When your time runs out, your life runs out. When your life runs out, your time runs out. And so we need to see time as a precious thing. And again, remember, we are talking about the three T's, the time, talent, and treasure, that God has given us time. He has made us stewards over our time. Steward means that something that has been entrusted to you by another, and God is that other. How important is time? I saw this. I thought it was interesting. How important is time? To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who failed the grade and has to repeat the whole year over again. To realize the value of 1 month, ask the mother who has given birth to a premature baby and didn't carry it to full term. To realize the value of 1 week, ask the editor of the weekly newspaper to get out that weekly edition. To realize the value of 1 hour, oh, bless his name, when my wife and I were separated, she was in New Mexico and I was in Pittsburgh. I asked lovers who are waiting to meet. Every hour counts, right? Every hour counts. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask the person who just missed a train or a bus. To realize the value of 1 second, ask someone who avoided an accident. And I'm sure that all of us can have a testimony how that accident happened just before we got there. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person who won a silver medal at the Olympics instead of a gold medal. Time is important, and time matters. There's two quotes that I want to share with you right now. One is by Victor Hugo, and he said, "Short as life is, we make it still shorter by the careless waste of time." And then Benjamin Franklin says, "Do thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of." Two powerful quotes. But possibly this is the most condemning thing to people, this next chart that I'm going to put up, and that is this. And this was years ago, so I don't know how much this has changed, but I think, you know, you probably relatively fall in the same categories with these things. But somebody says that, you know, we sleep for 23 years, and that's 32.9% of our life. Work for 16 years. Watch TV for 8 years. I was reading a quote yesterday. It convicted me. Now, I'm just going to say, this is nobody else. This is Pastor Glaze. When I was studying, this was just for Pastor Glaze. And I was reading a quote. I'm trying to think. It might have been by Adrian Rogers. But he said, when you stand before the Lord is not going to say, well done for watching 5,283 hours of TV. So that's Pastor Glaze. That's just Pastor Glaze. I needed that. I needed to hear that. Eating 6 years, traveling 6 years, leisure 4.5 years, illness 4 years, dressing, you will spend 2 years getting dressed. You know, when I guess that means, you know, taking care of your needs, shower, you know, combing hair and all the other kind of stuff. 2 years. And they said religion, but this is, you know, spiritual. And I was going to change it and put spiritual, but I said I'm going to leave it like it is. And you know, when you look up in here, I guess the leisure, that doesn't even count the time that we spend, you know, surfing the net, you know, things of that. Because that wasn't, yeah, I think when this came out, you know, all that stuff wasn't even that prevalent. So I don't even know where that would fit in. I guess under leisure it would fit in. But out of all that, if you live 70 years, the average person will spend a half a year, 0.7% of your life, dealing with spiritual matters. That's telling right there. That's telling to not only the world, but even to Christians. Now, again, that's the average 70-year-old. I would hope that if they factored in just Christians and just looked at believers, maybe that might jump up to maybe 33% or something. I would hope that it would have to. But if this is an indication of your life, And you fall into this category right here. And you know what? Probably that half a year, you know what that might even refer to is people just coming to church a couple times a year, right? And that's what that half a year is. So this is telling when we look at how much time are we actually giving to the Lord. And so we see that time is important. I want to share with you some eye-opening observations about time. Let's look in our Bible this morning. And the first thing that I want to say is that time passes quickly. It passes quickly. Look at Job chapter 7 and verse 6. Job chapter 7 and verse 6. And here Job says, "My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle." And I did a little research on that weaver's shuttle. And as you look at the picture or the slide that I put up there, you know, a weaver's shuttle was a little instrument, that little brown thing that the guy, lady has in their hand. And it's a little wooden thing that has thread in it. And what it actually does is it goes back and forth across the wooden object, and it weaves a garment. And it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And so what does Job say? Job says that my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. That your days are flying by. You know, it's almost like this. If you took your Bible and just began to go like that, that's how your days are going by. You know, it seems like, man, we just celebrated the new year welcoming 2017. And it's already gone. And 2018 is here. Now, I'm going to put this in terms that some of us might be able to understand our years going like this weaver shuttle. You know what? It seems like to me that I just graduated from high school. I'm not kidding. You know, I can remember, you know, signing the yearbooks, right? I can remember walking across the stage, getting my diploma. You know, I can remember the senior banquet that we had. I can remember the senior night in football. All that stuff, man, that seemed like it was just yesterday, but it was actually years ago. But but you know, Job was right that our days are going faster than a weaver's shuttle. And so this ought to behoove us to realize that with time going like it is, that we need to realize that we are stewards over the time that God has given to us. The second thing we see is that time is short. Time is short. Look at James 4 in verse 14. James 4 in verse 14. James says, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the next day, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." You know, if you go back from the beginning of time, and those who are conservative, now I realize that there are the liberals, but those who are conservative basically say that the earth is no older than about 10,000 years old. Now, you got others that will say, well, it's billions of years old. But, you know, the conservatives would say, so we're going to go with the conservative this morning, because I really don't want to make you feel bad by thinking that we've been around for billions, 13 billion years, all right? Because that would really make what I'm getting ready to say real bad, all right? So let's just go with the conservative 10,000 years, all right? But just think about all the people that have come and gone, right? And then you had, you know, cats like Methuselah, who lived for 969 years. You had Adam, who lived for 930 years. You got Abraham and Noah, who lived well into their hundreds. And then, you know, all these people that have been dead for thousands of years, right? And then here you bust up on the scene with your little 80, 90 years, right? Right? It's just a vapor. You're just a breath, just like that right there. All you are is a breath, that your life appeared for a little while, and then it's gone. And so that makes it all the more important, you know, what I'm going to say, you know, toward the end of my message. Because right now, you know, this is like reading the book of Ecclesiastes. You know, when you read the book of Ecclesiastes, man, you get very depressed and very discouraged. So I wouldn't recommend that you read the book of Ecclesiastes if you want to have the joy of the Lord. because you're not going to have it. You know, Ecclesiastes will bring you down until you get to the last two verses, right? Even the last chapter, he starts talking about old age. You're about you losing your eyesight, your hair falling out, about losing your teeth, your legs bowing out. And, you know, I mean, man, you know, this is just very, very depressing, right? Until you get to the last two verses, then, you know, so, you know, some of this message today, you know, will be that way until we get to, you know, the last part of it, simply because, you know, we need to realize how valuable time is. And so here you are. You're just a puff, you know, that comes on the scene for a little while, you know, in the midst. You know, I like what there was a song that I used to listen to back in the 70s by a group named Kansas, and it was Dust in the Wind. All we are is dust in the wind. And then there was a chorus in the song that said, just a drop of water in an endless sea. Wow, that's all you are. Just if you look at the vast oceans of the world and you take a little drop of water and put it, that's all your life is. That's all your life is. And so this lets us know, man, that we need to take life serious because we only have a short while to make an impact. And then probably one of the saddest things that we see is that time is irretrievable. Time is irretrievable, that once time passes, it cannot be saved, retrieved, relived, stretched, borrowed, loaned, stopped, or stored. You can't do it. Just for a minute. Y'all don't get mad at me, right? Don't get mad at me. I just wasted 5 seconds of your time. Right? It really, didn't I? I just wasted 5 seconds of your time. Right? And so when you think about that, you can't get that 5 seconds back. It's irretrievable. And when I like what a lady came to David when he was dealing with his issue with Absalom, and in 2 Samuel 14:14, she says that it's just like pouring water on the ground. Right? Pouring water on the ground. Once you pour it, you can't get down there and regroup it and bring it back together. You know? You can't get it back. And so, man, and I think about all the time in my life, you know, even before Christ, that I wasted. You know the song at Calvary? Years I spent in vanity and pride. What does vanity mean? Vanity means emptiness. Nothingness. Years I spent doing nothing. Yeah, I had a life on this earth, but I'm talking about as far as eternal values are concerned. I'm talking about as far as eternity is concerned. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died at Calvary. But thank God, mercy was great and grace was free. Amen. Amen. So, time, so let's just ruminate on those three thoughts about time. You know, first of all, time passes by quickly. Secondly, time is short. And third, time is irretrievable. Once it's gone, you cannot get it back. Now, here's a poem that I found that says that time waits for no one. Time waits for no one. When as a child I laughed and wept, time crept. When as a youth I dreamed and talked, time walked. When I became a full-grown man, time ran. When I older still I daily grew, time flew. Soon I shall find in traveling on, time gone. Wow, what a powerful way to put, you know, time. Time waits for nobody. You know, you can't say, hey, Tom, hold up, wait a minute, man, come here, let me talk to you. Because you know what, you're going to say, hey, let me talk to you, and Tom's going to keep on walking, right? You know, it's not going to wait for you. Time is not going to wait for you. That's why, you know, I like the word, and I was going to put it up here, carpe diem, C-A-R-P-E, diem, D-E-I-M. And you know what that means? Somebody tell me. There you go. Seize the day. You got to take the day, and you got to take control of the day, because it doesn't wait for you. And then here goes a real sad reality, right? Let me share with you a real sad reality. Life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes. The faster it goes. I was going to say, can I get an amen? But I know I'm not going to get an amen on that. I know I'm not going to get an amen on that. So, the question is, how can we be good stewards of the time that God has given us? He has made us stewards over our time. How can we be good stewards over the time that God has given us? Psalm 90 in verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The psalmist asked God to cause him to stop and reflect on the brevity of life, how short life is, and then with an understanding heart, exercise wisdom every day. Lord, give me wisdom to spend my 24 hours, my, what is it, 1,440 minutes in 86,600 seconds? That memory, right? All right. Used to be able to do that. Oh, there you go. Thank you. Thank you for helping out an old man. All right. So, you know, that I need to realize and ask God to give me wisdom every day to know how to use this time that he's given me. You know, I've had the opportunity to do many funerals, and you know, sometimes I kind of say certain things over and over because, you know, I think that people need to hear them. But I remember reading an article, and I've shared this at a lot of funerals that I've preached, and it said that if you were 35 years old, that you only have 500 days to live. And they went on kind of like what we talked about earlier. If you take the time sleeping, working, you know, going back and forth to do things, getting ready, getting dressed, all these little things that they would add up, and that you would actually only have, if you were 35, you would only have 500 days for you to look at and say, look, whatever I want to do, I can do with these 500 days. And then I always come back and, you know, that's the good news. Right. That's the good news.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Stewardship Time. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Stewardship Time, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Stewardship Time. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Stewardship Time. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. Find out more information about these resources by visiting anchoredinjesus.org. or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.